Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sitting in the first chair tonight, it is I, Richie Rich, and co-hosting with me,
Maddie Matt.
Maddie Matt. Yeah, so everyone got sick. I come in from Manchester, and I work in Merrimack, which is like an hour and 15 minutes away. So I left my regular job at 5, headed on out here. And then I get here, and they go like, so, you know, no one else is coming tonight.
You know what you're really, really good at? Running a radio show.
Apparently.
You're really, really expert at that. You know what you're doing, so heads up. You're doing it tonight.
So I'm going to give a quick shout-out to Captain Kickass, one of the other hosts.
Also sick.
Also sick. However, he put together this handy-dandy list of things that need to get done to run a radio show, and I'm going to follow that as best of my ability, and that's where we're at today. Now, since this is the call-in show where you get to take control of the airwaves, that number, 603-283-6160, that is 603-283-6160. And since we want you to call in, we've already got someone waiting on the line, so we're going to go to Brian in Seattle. Brian, you're on the air.
Richie, how are you?
I'm well.
Thanks for filling in and pinch.
No problem.
Hey, okay, I didn't call in until it was a done deal, so I went on a search for, I'm going to every Freedom Festival there is this year serving coffee. I've mixed up with a cool DJ down at Float Fest, hired him to come up to DJ for us two nights at Squatch Fest, and I just got up there this morning. I rented the disco dome.
You know, all right.
You know what, Brian? Your phone is breaking up a little bit. So
okay, I'm going to people out the woods getting.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to figure this out. Then I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to have to check back in with you in a minute.
Yeah, it's a cool story happening. Though I want to know more about what he's talking about.
It's definitely a cool story, but you got to be able to understand.
That's right.
Nope. I'm going to put you on hold, Brian. Figure out that phone situation. Yep. Call back in if you have to, and we'll get to you in a minute. It is a cool story. Again, because I screened the call, I have an idea, but I'm not going to spoil that lead either. We'll let him talk about it.
That's right.
Now, the big news that happened today, you were aware of it, Maddie Matt, and Joe Biden taking all of our guns.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
They're not gonna take your guns. So, if you've been following this, at last count, I haven't heard it from his mouth myself, but I've got a list of 6 executive orders that were handed down from on high today from the demented old man in chief.
Okay.
So the first one is instructs the ATF to reclassify polymer 80s and 80% parts kits as firearms in the next 30 days. So apparently you're not allowed to make your own guns anymore, which Americans have been doing for...
since the dawn of America.
30 years, yeah. Number 2, instructs the ATF to reclassify AR pistols as short barrel rifles and make millions of people into instant felons if they don't file for a tax stamp for a short barrel rifle and wait a year for the stamp to come in and pay $200, which is, that one's going to get really interesting. That's really the sticking point because there are millions of AR pistols out there. Since they brought out the AR pistol brace, I can't tell you how many of those things are out there. Everybody loves them. Everybody wants one. Everybody got one.
Do we need to initiate those out of the know what exactly that is?
Okay, so yeah, sure. So an AR pistol brace, Basically, if you want to have a short-barreled AR-15, I mean, you might for a number of reasons. Maybe you're a small-framed person. Maybe you just like the handy utility of a short-barreled AR-15. You will have to apply to the government, turning your passport photos and your fingerprints and a letter begging them to allow you to have it, and you'll also need to give them $200. Sometime within a year or two, they'll get back to you, maybe.
Okay.
And they're going to cash your check either way, and they're going to give you yes or no. No, you cannot have a short-barreled AR-15 or other pistol, rifle, whatever you want to call it, or yes, you may.
Right. And we'll say rifle because it's not just the AR-15. Like, that's the
it could be AKs. Anything with a barrel shorter than 16.5 inches is generally what they're going for there.
With a stock.
With a stock.
A butt stock.
Right. But there's a way around that because there's a lot of short-barrel AR-15s out there that people have been building for decades, and they call them AR pistols. And basically what they have is the regular recoil buffer tube on the back of the receiver, which is a necessary component for the function of an AR-15.
Right.
And they just don't put a stock on it. They'll put like a foam pad on it. Well, after the wars all over the world, a lot of servicemen were coming back with, you know, they're coming back maimed and missing parts and, you know, hands and arms and legs. And so one of the things they did to make it possible for these people to still shoot their AR pistol one-handed, if they only had one hand, was invent the pistol brace.
And that was invented by a gentleman who was helping a war buddy who was having...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these braces resemble a buttstock, but they're not a buttstock. They're intended to be wrapped around your forearm so you can literally hold the grip with one hand and brace it with your forearm. We're all missing arms over here, I think, is what I'm trying to say. So we all have those things. The sticking point for that is that I believe Donald Trump's crew tried to put the kibosh on the pistol braces, too.
Right.
They failed. They did the bump stocks, but they didn't do the pistol braces.
So I think they okay, and let's be clear and be fair for a minute that there are two sides to this equation. And... correct me if I'm wrong, my general assumption is that most people who are acquiring these pistol braces are utilizing them as they would a stock.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, wait, I didn't mean to sound that obvious about it.
Okay. I mean, but
I swear I'm not enthusiastic about it.
Okay. But that kind of goes in line with what the Biden administration and the ATF is trying to prevent, right? It's like, you have this brace. It's designed to wrap around your forearm so that you can hold your pistol one-handed if you are, you know, handicapped or, you know, otherwise maimed in some
fashion. Yeah. Well, there's a problem there because there's a history with these things. Since they came out, they've already been through that. And if you were caught shouldering the pistol with the brace, you were in no-no land.
Right.
You were going to prison for the rest of your, you know, 10 years or whatever the mandatory minimum is. So what they said is it's okay to rest it on your cheek or on your chest.
Okay.
So 2 inches in either direction, but not right in the middle, or you're evil and you're bad and you're going to jail. So after a while, they rescinded that, saying, sorry, that's stupid.
I think he might have demonstrated this to me after it was already rescinded, but I was at a buddy's house, and statute of limitation has expired, obviously. But he goes, like, do you want to see a felony?
Yeah.
And he put it on his shoulder, and I go, I totally don't get it, man.
Because it's dumb. And everybody agrees that's so dumb. Even the ATF backtracked on that one, said, yeah, that's stupid. Okay, go ahead, put it on your shoulder, whatever. And so everybody did. And it's not a big deal. Schools full of children have not died in the process of anybody putting one of those things on their shoulder. People who want a stock on their short barrel rifle or pistol, whatever you want to call it, is just going to put one on there in spite of the law anyway. Criminals don't follow laws. That's why they're criminals. This only serves to turn everybody else into a criminal with a stroke of a pen.
And my general concern with that is a lot of what I see coming out of the 2A community is we're the law-abiding citizens.
I've not seen that.
Okay.
I usually do see a lot of that. I think the 2A community is getting real fed up at this point. I don't think any of them like Joe Biden whatsoever. Contrary to what you'll hear at some news outlets, how, you know, like CNN will tell you, well, we all own guns. We love our president, and we're going to, you know, do what he says. And so forth. I just don't believe it. I think everybody's pretty non-compliant.
And I will say this briefly as we go to break. We'll talk about it more on the other side. Q, one of the local manufacturers here, did get stopped with the pistol brakes. Free Talk Live, your thoughts, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We are talking about the recent announcement from the Biden administration, kind of gotten to the story a little bit with his new executive orders attempting to put the kibosh on certain armaments that, you know, free people should be allowed to freely have. I mentioned Q as we were going to break there. They're a, you call them the Ferrari
of manufacturing. They're kind of a boutique firearms manufacturer. They're a good target. They're very high end, but their production numbers are not huge. Just like Ferrari. Ferrari only makes a few cars, you know. And so as far as going after, if you're going to go after a company, you go after a small boutique-y company because they're not going to have a war chest big enough to handle, you know.
But what they went after them for is the very same issue that they're bringing to the table now, and that was the utilization of these pistol braces on short-barreled pistols.
We'll call them AR pistols is what we call them.
And Q basically, I mean, I don't know how recent the information is, but Q basically acquiesced.
They didn't have a choice.
And all their manufacturing now is classified as a short barrel rifle, whether or not it comes with that pistol brace or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interestingly, they didn't go after SIG. SIG is a gargantuan firearms manufacturer, also here about 30 miles away from Q. And SIG is one of the heroes of the story because they're the ones who basically got the arm brace off the ground. They're the first major manufacturer to start putting them on their for sale guns. And SIG also has giant military contracts. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah. What are they going to say to SIG? Stop doing that, or we'll pull this giant military. I don't think SIG is going to ever budge on that. And I know a lot of people who work at SIG, and I'd be very, very surprised to see any reversal in SIG's habits. One of the interesting components of this is there's one particular brace called the SBA-3. And the SBA-3 was specifically named by the ATF as A-OK. So that company, SB, makes a whole bunch of different models, but the SBA-3 in particular was named as A-OK. By the ATF.
And this was in the news several months ago. Because when SB came forward and said, hey, you've already given us approval for these braces, the ATF said, no. We gave you approval for that brace.
For that brace.
And so all the other braces that you are now selling, based off this ATF ruling that they were A-OK, completely false, completely fraudulent. You are misleading your customers into thinking that these are legal items to purchase, and they are not. So the ATF, again, a little contradictory.
Yeah, they go back and forth.
Okay.
They move the goalposts as they want. But the fact of the matter is there's also a matter of there's this company called Palmetto State Armory that everybody knows because they are the kings of selling dirt cheap AR-15s to everybody. And the reason, the stated purpose for them, everybody picks on them because they're junk. They're not really junk. I've seen them do well and I've seen them fail. But
they're affordable is what they're
the purpose of them was intentionally to be affordable so that there would be so many AR-15s in circulation that no court on the planet could ever declare them anything other than in common use. Common use has a lot of legal weight behind it, those three words. So with the SBA-3s, there are zillions of those. There are other companies who make similar braces, and there are literally millions of them out there. So braces in general, regardless of which ones the ATF wants to bestow its, sprinkle its, okay magic on, they're in common use, and they're basically all the same.
But as we know, the ATF, you say, goes back and forth. Oh, they can easily make that declaration.
Yeah, and interestingly, what they're going to do here is I think we need to pay attention also to, what happens if they go back on this? What happens to all these people who have what are now short-barreled rifles that are illegal?
Yeah.
We're talking literally millions of them.
No, Forrest, you don't have to You don't have to turn them in, but you will be required to sell them back.
There's the buyback. I didn't think about the buyback angle. Sure. Then there's the you could file it as an SBR and get your tax stamp and do the patriotic thing and send $200 to the government, so they'll give you
So forgive my ignorance on this. Obviously, I defer to you more as of an expert in this area. Let's say that people choose to go that route, right? They've already got this now felonious weapon in their possession. They go like, I'm going to file for the, for the SBR permission slip, tax stamp. But that, like you said, that could take years, up to a year more to get that. What happens in the meantime?
Good question.
That's why I'm asking it.
When I buy a class three item, like if I buy a short barrel rifle, if I buy a suppressor, I buy it and then it has to live at the dealer where I bought it. Or if I order it online, it has to be shipped into a dealer locally that has a class three license.
Sure.
And then we call it being in jail. We're going to, like, on the day our stamp comes, we call it going to get our suppressor out of jail.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to have it. So maybe they expect people to take their guns all to gun dealers to sit in their safe. I mean, I don't know how big they think these little mom and pop class three gun dealers safes are, but I doubt it's going to hold, Keene, New Hampshire's 4,000 short barrel AR-15, pistols. So I have no idea what's going to happen. It's a good question.
Now,
able to sit here and sin against our Lord and Savior, the state.
As we went through, the pandemic of 2020, and people were taken off their jobs and forced out of, their current lifestyle. One of the things that I try to encourage people to do is look for the opportunity and be ready to take advantage of that opportunity should it present itself. Right, because no matter what the state of the world is, there's someone that is going to be making money off of this, right? And that someone might as well be you, right? But you have to be prepared for the opportunity, and you have to recognize it when it comes to pass.
Yep.
So if the ATF or the Biden administration decides, nope, your felonies overnight, turn them all in to your local FFL, licensee or whatever. Is that not a financial opportunity for those FFLs to install a vault, install a safe, charge a storage fee to hang on to your weapon, and rake in the cash as they await you?
Oh, yeah, man. The government's always creating new industries, aren't they? So, that is one way. I don't see it going that way. I don't think I know a single person who's going to move a muscle as far as this goes. I think it's pretty absurd to even think it, really. I will follow all of the laws and directives to a Tito because I'm a good American.
Law-abiding citizen.
Law-abiding citizen.
If you have comments, questions on this issue, if you're a gun owner, are you going to be turning in yours if the Biden administration says so? Let us know. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. More coming up with Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gun Owners of America, one of the largest gun rights groups in the country, said they're preparing to fight a slew of executive actions from the Biden administration, claiming they're tyrannical and that they will spare no expense in defeating them. Gun Owners of America's Senior Vice President Eric Pratt, in a statement saying, Gun Owners of America is wholeheartedly opposed to the unconstitutional gun control threatened by President Biden. Restrictions such as the attacks on homemade and braced equipment firearms and the so-called red flag gun confiscation orders. At least one person is dead following a shooting at a South Central Texas business. Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey says a person died after someone started shooting at Kent Moore Cabinets. Four others are hospitalized, and a suspect is in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some welcome news regarding COVID-19 vaccines.
As the California coronavirus variant continues to spread across the Golden State since May of 2020, new research suggests that several vaccines could continue to provide an effective defense against it. The findings were published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. In another paper, scientists in Israel examined the antibody responses in blood samples from six healthcare workers who had been infected and later received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. They found their immune systems kicked in against the original virus and the UK, Brazilian, and South African variants. Scientists want to quash these variants as fast as possible by vaccinating the population. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Association of Realtors is releasing its list of the best 10 cities for first-time home buyers, and four of them are in the Midwest. Bloomington, Illinois, number one, followed by Iowa City and Kalamazoo, Michigan, for a sweep of the top three. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. The live call-in radio show. At least I hope we're live. I pushed all the right buttons to get us started. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Richie Rich. And tonight with me?
Matty Matt.
Matty Matt. That's M-A-T-T space E space M-A-T-T.
Like Wild E Coyote.
Yes. And Richie Rich. Matt. Before we get back into talking about these Biden executive orders, I do have to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a sleek and easy-to-use website that is bitcoin.com. And I will say, I have a regular job before I come out here when I can. I run manage a storage facility down in Merrimack, New Hampshire. And I, you know, was talking to a customer today, and he's like, where do I go to find out, you know, how to get started in this crypto thing? And, of course, We do the ad here, but I also do it in my personal life. I sent them over to Bitcoin.
High five.
Right. Because where else are you going to send them?
I mean, Bitcoin.com is truly, like, you know, I mean, I know we're plugging Bitcoin.com, but I would plug Bitcoin.com any day, any way. That is really a centerpiece of learning about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general. Roger Ver is, well, I'm a big fan of that guy. He's fantastic. Well, he's had that for years.
And that's why I did it, right?
Like, Roger's
awesome. We get paid to do it here, but in my personal life?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, it's easy to sell a product that you have a ton of faith in, and that's Bitcoin.com is definitely one of those products.
And usually I would be wearing my Bitcoin.com shirt.
That's right.
But I forgot to change.
I have one too, one of those, one of the polo shirts, except yep. I'm too fat for it.
It's okay. I don't think I'm too fat for it.
I wear it anyway with pride.
Short, belly hanging out of there. All right, so back to the Biden executive orders. You said that there was a number of other things to touch on.
Yeah, so
some new angles to discuss here.
It doesn't end at the whole pistol brace thing. It moves on. Number three, they're installing a new ATF director. By the by, this guy is the one that was calling the shots at Waco, where they wiped out an entire church full of women and children, and he ordered Lon Horiuchi to shoot anybody who tried to run, including women and children. That has got to be the most un-American scumbag ever to walk the face of the earth, other than the people who actually followed his orders. And if the people I saw recently are any indication as to whether or not they'll follow this guy's orders, there's absolutely no question these people do whatever they're told. They're basically robots on remote control, and that's a frightening thing. This will not be a good person. He works for the Giffords, apparently, and he was the agent in charge at Waco, is what this says. So, wow.
And the ATF recently celebrated the anniversary of the Waco thing. calling forward that. The four officers that were lost.
The fallen heroes?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They do that every year, and they get totaled out on the Facebook page when they do that. It's hilarious.
They get roasted, but at the same time, it is hard for me to believe that they could be that dense where they don't realize that they're gaslighting.
The people I saw a couple weeks ago are true believers, and it doesn't matter what you say about their religion, they believe in it. They are believers. So you can be the naysayer and the insurrectionist or whatever. You're the bad person. Our religion is the one true. And that's really how they think about government. It doesn't matter what you say, Prol.
Okay.
Sit and shut up and love our tyranny. We are correct, and you aren't.
Yeah, that doesn't... Man, that doesn't give me hope for the future of the country.
There's not many of them.
Okay. I mean,
I watched their operational security in action, and it was awful.
Okay.
They don't know what they're doing. If this country ever went to pull the trigger, it would be, I think it would be fairly quick. It might be messy for other reasons, but to handle the problem at hand in the moment, it would be very, very quick work.
Okay. I want to tie that in very briefly to the Crypto Six, which we can get into a little bit more later. I was listening to last night's show of Free Talk Live as I was on my drive in here. And one of the things that was brought up was like the overwhelming force used in that raid. Which you live in this house, right? So you were firsthand experience.
I was the first one to have an M16 pointed at his chest.
Okay. So speak to this, if you will. It seems to me that the way the government, the state operates, the goons, tyrants, despots.
Off our list.
For that guy. Yeah. The way that they operate is they will always win the battle of overwhelming force.
Yeah, they have the element of surprise. Yeah. They rely on the element of surprise. That's why they do it at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, the warrant said they had to serve the warrant between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. They were here at 5:59 sharp, parked on the lawn, and were yanking a window out by 6:00. Right. So
I guess my point is, if they're always having that first mover advantage, for lack of a better term, right, they're always going to attack first because they have that overwhelming violence, and the vast majority of Americans or people in general are peaceful people. Mm-hmm. They don't want that level of violence in their life.
Right.
They may respond to it if it's brought to you, if it's brought to them.
They might, maybe.
But if you surprise anyone at 6 o'clock in the morning and you've already got guns on them before they have a chance to like put clothes on, right? That is a battle that the state will win every time.
Yeah.
And so even if their, you know, operational tactics aren't awful, it doesn't matter because they will target individuals.
Early bird catches the worm.
Early bird catches the worm, but they will target individuals. They will overwhelm individuals with force before you can, like, mount the defense or gather your troops or whatever mini militia you have going on mm-hmm. in whatever area of the country you happen to be in, and you have zero chance.
Right.
And so they can do that. They can perform that operation ad nauseum, right?
Right.
And just take people out
and they will.
Across the board. So the whole, like, rise up, you know, America's put an end to this tyrannical government. I don't see where that goes anywhere.
The people, I think the people who are saying that, I think their hearts are in the right place, but I don't think they realize the reality of modern, what we would call, like, insurrection or warfare or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
War. I think they're driving Model Ts to a NASCAR race.
Okay.
You know, they gotta get ahead of it. But this country was just at war for the last 20 plus years, and that created two entire generations or three entire generations of people who know otherwise.
Okay.
Just because they're not vocal doesn't mean they're not paying attention. So, and they're, most of them learned how evil government is while they were executing its wishes.
Okay.
So that said, it's really up in the air. That's really up in the air. Going at it one by one, you know, you got a few years ago, you got some guy who flew his airplane in the IRS building in Texas or whatever. Remember
right.
that?
Yeah.
What a genius, right? But then you got people who are, you know, armoring their bulldozers and, you
Marvin Heemeyer.
Like Marvin Heemeyer, you know, and Heemeyer we trust. But, you know, those are statements. You know, they lost their lives making a statement. I think those statements are important to make, but the long-term efficacy of those changing anything, not very high.
But when you say driving the Model T to a NASCAR race,
yeah,
right, I go, it's already lost.
Yeah, it's right. lost.
There's no point.
Correct.
Right. Submit.
Waste of time.
Submit to the government's demands.
Lay down and eat it.
Right. Bend over and take it.
You're all Chinese now. Where's your social credit score?
I mean, and we can talk about that too. Interesting take on the social credit score. You can call in and discuss if you wish. 603-283-6160. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the call-in radio show where you can take control. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Sitting in the studio tonight, it is I, Mr. Richie Rich, and
Maddie Matt.
Maddie Matt. We're going to get back into that Biden story, Maddie Matt.
Yeah.
However, we have a caller that wants to talk about it. So we'll bring him on.
Let's do it.
Joe in Michigan, you are on the air.
Yeah, politicians like Biden, they get away with their lies because, you know, they know most people, but when it comes to gun control, I know most people don't, that aren't into it, don't know. You know, I've bought guns at gun shows before. I've always done a background check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing with the arm brace thing, it just shows how retarded the NFA is.
Yeah,
you know?
It totally does.
It most of that was a reaction to a problem the government solved back in the 30s with prohibition.
Correct.
They basically created organized crime, and they're doing now. They punish law-abiding people. You know,
yeah.
We didn't have these problems before all these stupid laws are enacted, because they don't solve nothing, you know.
That's right. It's about disarming a nation. It has nothing to do with safety. It has everything to do with making people defenseless in mass.
Well, look at the red flag laws. How many I have? I know. I'm sure every guy out there has had some crazy girlfriend.
I was just going to say that because that's on the list of executive orders from today. They want to. Joe Biden wants to. He's instructed the ATF to make it easier. I don't know how they're going to do this. Make it easier for states to have red flag laws, as if the ATF. By the way, Joe Biden calls the ATF the AFT. By the way, he did it twice in one sentence today. But yeah, apparently he wants to make it easier for states to have red flag laws or create a national red flag law.
It's if they if they really want, if, well, the one thing Joe Biden could do to reduce gun violence would be to cancel the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
That would take the profit incentive out of the inner city for kids to join gangs and do drive-bys and all that stuff. But restricting my rights to own whatever gun I want, I ought to be able to go down and buy a freaking machine gun.
Absolutely.
If I want to.
I don't want to go anywhere. I want to order it on Amazon.
I mean, I'm your typical gun owner, man. I just want to be left alone. I follow the rules. But I'm sorry, man. Any law that's in violation of the Constitution is illegitimate, as far as I'm concerned.
So let me ask you, Joe, because you said something here that I kind of mentioned earlier, and Matty Matt disagreed with me a little bit. If they do pass these bans, are you going to turn it in per the law, since you follow the rules?
Don't answer him.
They don't know. I mean, you can always rely on the incompetence of our government. We outnumber them. There's too many of these guns out here. There's no way they can enforce these laws. Basically, you got to get caught with it doing something. Yeah. You know, you got to have somebody rat you out, or you got to be actually in the, you know, committing a crime with one, and then they'll add that on as another charge. But
I wouldn't. You know, I want to stop you there, though, because I don't think there's any question that the government will create evidence. I think they will. If they want you, they are going to make the evidence they want to get you caught with.
Well, that's more in line with, you know, just keeping your head down and just going about your business.
Sure.
Right? If you don't put your head up there and put a target on your back.
Well, I didn't put a target on my back, but they sent an ATF to this house anyway, and they know damn well that Ian isn't. He's not a huge gun dude. Why'd they bring the army?
You know,
because you had guns.
Because I had guns in the house.
I mean, it's amazing to me. They'll say, why is 10, like in California or wherever, 10, we don't have those laws in Michigan, but it's like that's the magic number for magazines.
Yeah.
You know, when did they come up with that?
It was
arbitrary. If you're getting, somebody's breaking into your house, the last thing you want to worry about is having to reload, right. You know? I mean, it's, these rules are arbitrary. They're based, a lot of them, like the silencers and stuff, they're based off Hollywood. Yeah. You know, silencers don't silence your gun like in the movies.
Still loud.
It's basically just hearing protection, man. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even, you should still wear plugs even with your suppressor because they don't take it necessarily below, what is it, the safe level?
85
decibels.
Like yeah. In some countries, you gotta hunt with them. If you're gonna hunt, you gotta have one.
Yeah.
So just pay your $200, get your suppressor.
Wait a year,
and then go hunting. What's wrong? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's important.
You pay your income tax. You pay your sales tax. You pay your property tax. You pay your firearms tax.
All of which is patriotic.
This is my big issue, man. Second Amendment is, and I don't care what party you're from. If you're wrong in this issue, you're not getting my vote. And
correct.
A lot of people need to have that attitude. This crap of, you know, I'm not in love with Trump, but and he, you know, I wasn't happy about the bump stock thing, but you know, now look where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And
right, that bump stocks got overturned.
Yeah, that they
yeah, I think
back.
He did it on purpose to buy us time because after Las Vegas, I guarantee you. Every rhino in D.C. was willing to go along and go after ARs and everything. And, you know, I can't prove that. It's just my
waiting for the Trumpers to come out and say, like, 8D chess. He had to ban it.
Trust
so
the plan.
So they could overturn it, and therefore now you can keep it legally. And it removes all questions.
Well, Q is our inside.
Well, he's gone, and now we're stuck with, you know,
what
but some guy who can barely talk.
Yeah.
So
you want to know what else? I want to run this past my guy on the phone. The sixth, we'll skip ahead to the sixth executive order today. He wants to make it illegal to get a gun if you've been convicted of domestic violence. What do you think?
Well, I think if you've done your time on something and you've paid your what you owe society, you should get your rights back.
I agree with that, but the point I was making there is
like,
that it is already illegal to have a gun if you're
yeah, you can't when you fill out the form for
I
think there's some exceptions to that.
Yeah.
Like I don't know them offhand. I think there are exceptions to that, and I think that might be a loophole that they're trying to close.
I don't know, man. That's a pretty clear question. I answer it all the time.
I will say this. I say accusing somebody of that falsely accusing them, or like the red flag thing, the punishment should be equal to what the guy would have got. Because I got a friend that I know right now, it took him forever to clear something up, which never happened, but he had an old fiance that accused him of doing. And, you know, that can really screw up somebody's life. Just, you know, you're in the heat of the moment, you're splitting up, and, you know, she says something, a cop's there, she calls the cops, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, that was part of a bill they were introducing earlier this year, where in order to get your federal firearms license, they were going to give the applicant a psychological evaluation, but also interview all members of the household, including ex-partners. Right, like you have to get a clearance from an ex in order to get your license at the federal level. If that were to have passed, and I don't know where.
Yeah, that's bull crap. It's probably unconstitutional. I can't think which one it would be off the top of my head, but there's people I'm sure that can't stand me that I haven't seen in years, and if they went and asked them, they'd, you know, lie or say, you know, say something just to screw me up. Who knows, man? People lie. This idea that people don't lie about stuff is, you know, that's like fantasy world stuff.
Hunter Biden, right? Lied on the form.
Yeah.
Possessed a firearm anyway. I think another interesting thing about Biden's comments earlier today was that he compared the Second Amendment to like the First Amendment. Like, you can't yell fire in a movie theater and consider that First Amendment, just like you can't own whatever guns you want. And he said, like, from the start of the country, you couldn't own any firearm you wanted.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullcrap, because even up until the Civil War, guys were buying their own freaking cannons and bringing them with them, and Gatling guns.
That's right.
But
you know,
that was
they weren't wrong,
sir.
You could buy Tommy guns at the drugstore until the 1930s.
My question about the domestic violence thing is just to roll back on that. What are they going to do about all the cops that have guns? Because 40% of them are domestic abusers, are they not?
Well, okay, so I don't know how much of this I want to share necessarily, because it was I overheard Mark, the normal co-host, and he said that even with he's not allowed to possess a firearm because he's a convicted felon. But if he got a job as a police officer, he could carry a firearm in alignment with his duties. So,
oh my God.
The cops could have guns in exercising their duties, but not personally.
We can trust them when they put on the magic suit.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Joe. You have a good night,
sir. Yeah, have a great night.
More coming up. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.